News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Three members of the PSNI have been disciplined after an investigation by the North's Policing Authority. It relates to the police's handling of an investigation into child abuse allegations made by Maria Cahill and a number of other victims. Now, for reaction to this, we spoke a little earlier to Maria Cahill, and I started by asking her to give us her reaction to the findings.
Well, I'm incredibly upset, but also there is a bit of relief that it, as far as I'm concerned, proves that I was telling the truth. But I also, like, when I got, it's a 65-page disclosure letter, it was given to me yesterday, I felt sick to my stomach reading it, to be quite honest. I haven't quite digested all of it yet. I'm going to take the next a bit of time to do that. So really what we've released are some of the findings in relation to it, and I will go through the report as quickly as I can.
Okay, let's just take a look at some of the findings of the Police Ombudsman's report. It found that both yourself and the two other victims were failed by the PSNI, but the Ombudsman doesn't support the allegations that it shows that the police chose not to arrest some of the individuals concerned because they were police informants and that they had been subjected to police interference. What do you think about that?
Well, I accept the findings of his report, but I mean, I think by far the most damning finding is in relation to the intelligence which the Ombudsman turned up in the course of his investigatory procedure.
This intelligence relates to the fact that the RUC had information about the alleged abuse 10 years earlier, but didn't investigate.
Well, it had much more than that, Paul. What the report actually, what the letter actually says is that in the course of his investigation, the Ombudsman discovered intelligence which had been given to separately to both Special Branch and CID, which was the Criminal Investigations Department of the RUC then, to say that not only were people being abused by my abuser or suspected of abuse, but that there was a provisional IRA investigation into that abuse. And further, what isn't contained in the press release today is that other intelligence was received in 2000 to say that Sinn Féin had suspended this particular man as a party member because he was suspected of abusing children. Now, what is crucial around that, Paul, is that I first disclosed my abuse to senior Sinn Féin members in 1997 and 98 while it was still happening, and it took them until August 2000 to do anything about it. But furthermore, when I went public in 2014, and I think everyone will remember Sinn Féin's reaction at that point in time, they obfuscated around it and they allowed people to believe that I was somehow not credible in relation to the allegations which I was making. Nowhere did they admit or disclose that this man was a party member as well as a provisional IRA member. And I think as a result of this, certainly I believe, having read the very detailed report, that Mary Lou MacDonald has serious questions to answer in relation to her party's conduct.
Now, Maria, what sort of questions would you like to ask Mary Lou MacDonald about this?
Well, I think, first of all, she owes me an apology. Secondly, she has to admit now at this stage, I mean, Sinn Féin are very fond of waving Ombudsman reports around when it suits them, but what she needs to admit now is that certainly they accept that in the course of the Ombudsman's investigation that he obtained contemporaneous evidence in the form of intelligence which was provided, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely proves and categorically proves my account.
And very finally, Maria, you've been vilified. You fought the good fight for your reputation, for what you believe is correct and right. Where to now for Maria Cahill?
You're quite right. And very briefly, this is 20 years of my life, Paul. It's 20 years from I was abused. It's 18 years, you know, since the IRA forced an investigation into that abuse. It's 10 years since I made a police complaint. You know, it's 4 years since I went public. It's a number of years since the Sir Keir Starmer report first vindicated me, and now this Ombudsman disclosure letter, as far as I'm concerned, vindicates me also. Where is next? I've actually, what the Chief Constable of the PSNI needs to do is also provide answers in relation to police failings in this case. So I've asked for an urgent meeting with him so that he can detail to me what actions his force have now taken to ensure that no one else suffers what I and those other victims suffered in relation to this case. But again, Sinn Féin have a responsibility here too into how they treated sexual abuse victims, i.e. me, when I went public. And the public are not stupid. They will remember how Sinn Féin reacted in relation to this, and I just find it completely appalling. You know, Paul, this never goes away for me. I find it difficult to sleep. I have memories, very traumatic memories that come up all the time. The only thing that I can do in order to try and right this is to continue to speak about my truth in order that I can try my best to make sure that it doesn't happen again to someone else and that these feelings don't happen again. And as I said at the time when I went public, if it helped one person, then it was worth it. But let me tell you, Paul, it's been a hell of a traumatic journey to get from there to here.